But real quick, over the next 10 minutes, if you want to answer that question, 888-957-9570 right now. Do you wish Jordan Poole was still on this team? How would you answer it?
I would answer it no, but I do look at this team and think about a guy who can get you 20 on the regular. And yes, it's a 20 that might be 5 of 17 one night, and it might be 11 of 23. His points definitely come with a certain amount of gravity because he needs the ball, he has the ball, and he doesn't often share the ball. And when he does share it, it's usually to the other team. Huh. So I do understand everything that comes with Jordan Poole, but I do also believe that a lot of fans out there look at this team and think, if you only had Jordan Poole as a number two bucket getter, because he will get you 20.
Yep.
He'll get you 16 to 34. He can score.
Pool party.
And so, yes, I do think that the conversation for me anyway is much more of a straight line. Forget like all of the other machinations about like, well, Kuminga would be gone. And I do think you're right, because if you had Poole at this number and you've got Draymond and Steph and Wiggins, that right there next year would be about $140 million.
Well, and I don't know that you would have been able to do what they did this year and get under the apron.
Right.
I don't know that they would have been able to do that.
Well, you would have been able to do it, but you wouldn't have Melton or Slo-Mo or Buddy Hield.
Even
I
that.
Think.
Yeah, even that. I don't know that that adds up to 32,
right.
even on its own.
I think it's more of a clean question just in terms of, like, would you like Jordan Poole to still be on this team?
Yeah.
Stephen, Draymond, and Jordan Poole and Wiggins as your core four.
I hear you, but here's what, like, I'll ask you, is it fair that I think that what I hear is unfair? Is it fair to say this? I hear a lot of that the last 4 weeks. Could have had Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole would fit on this team. Here's my problem. The last 4 weeks are the first time I've heard that. Where was that opinion over the last year and a half?
It's a little bit last year when Clay was going through what he was going through.
Yeah, but not. I didn't hear it much.
And last year, Jordan was awful.
Right, right.
Awful. And this year, he's been good?
He's better.
Yes.
He's definitely better.
Yeah.
I still don't know exactly. I don't know how to quantify things with individual players when the team's won 8 games and it's late January.
Well, I mentioned it yesterday.
I don't know.
He's, I think, 103rd among qualified players in field goal percentage.
Yeah,
so,
like, I mean, he's shooting the ball better.
Better than last year.
I haven't watched a ton of Washington Wizards games to tell you if his decision-making has gotten any better or what have you. Still not an incredibly efficient player. My point is I think the opinion of a lot of Warrior fans is a little circumstantial. Suddenly we're like, wait a minute, down the stretch of basketball games, the Warriors are having a hard time scoring. Now I'm going to adjust my opinion and say that they should have kept Jordan Poole. Well, no, I'm sorry. Personally, I don't feel like you get to do that. You needed to have that opinion all along. You can't show up 2 years later and say that's what I thought. Well, I didn't hear anybody say that. And if you've thought that the whole time, then great. You're in the minority and you get to think that. But I also, I think those who are really being analytical about the Warriors' problems realize that it's not as simple as they need another scorer. It's not that simple. The Warriors don't need another guard. That's it. Now, my opinion, the Warriors don't need another guard. I like, Melton was a good player. Terrible what happened to him. Dennis Schroeder is a good player. I think he's still getting used to a new style of offense. It's starting to look better to me. I think it's going to look even better a month from now than it does in this moment. I think everybody who I've talked to, who's close to this team and really understands the way the Warriors operate, all sort of feels the same way. Bob Fitzgerald said it to us yesterday. They need somebody who, A, can help Draymond Green not have to defend all of the centers on the defensive end of the floor. And on the offensive end of the floor, they need somebody who will space it better so that the middle is not so clogged up. And I'm describing the same person on both ends of the floor, even though he's not a great defender.
He's a bad defender.
He's a bad defender, but he's a big body. And he can at least do some work in that spot. And it's Nikola Vucevic. And even if it's not Nikola Vucevic, pick someone else. But it needs to be a big. The Warriors need a floor-spacing big. We can have this conversation in three ways. We can make it about Jordan, we can make it about a star, or we can make it about the actual characteristics I think that would help the Warriors right now, which is a floor spacing five.
Yes, and I agree with you offensively. Defensively, though, Vucevic is not going to help you. And I know you read the Ramona Shelburne piece today on ESPN about Jimmy Butler and Miami, and I thought that it was a fascinating look. And, you know, Ramona had a lot of sourced quotes from people who didn't want to be named. And a lot of the takeaways that I had were, you think it's bad now? You just wait until Jimmy goes into full defiance mode. And so the whole idea about Jimmy Butler for me, for the Warriors, or for any team really, is so toxic because, you know, Jimmy is a guy who is really good at blowing things up, and he's blowing it up in Miami. And what's to say that he won't go to his new team and also blow it up? So I do think you're right about, you know, what the Warriors actually need, but I'm just struck by Jordan Poole coming back and the amount of people who I'm hearing are saying, if we only had Jordan Poole, our offensive problems wouldn't be here.